Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my friends. I am so happy to be here today with my colleague and good friend, Lloyd Wright, author of best-selling book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. Now, I've known Lloyd for 13 years, and he has a great story to share with you. It's his story. It's a story I watched. I've known Lloyd for 13 years. I saw Lloyd sick, and I saw Lloyd heal. And I didn't do this healing. I wasn't Lloyd's doctor. Lloyd's a friend and a colleague, and I am so proud to have him on this show. Hello, my friend.
Hi, Vinny. How you doing?
Very good.
It's great to be here.
We are on a one-on-one basis. Lloyd had hepatitis C. He was diagnosed how many years ago?
1994.
And he did interferon. He's going to have a lot to say about that. Hepatitis C, if you don't know, is a virus that destroys your liver. And if you guys have listened to my show, you know that the liver does 1,200, 1,300 things. And when it gets scarred up with hepatitis C, you're in bad shape. That's 1,200 functions you're not getting. And the doctors told Lloyd, this was at UCLA, after interferon.
Yes.
And he took interferon, and they told him, Lloyd, go home to write your will. And that's where the story began, because I'm looking at a healthy man today. I saw him heal himself, and he's just like you. Lloyd was not a healthcare professional, at least then. He wasn't a doctor, okay? He was a master craftsman. You were doing, I know you've built homes, and you've put up a number of homes up here in Malibu, and you get this diagnosis, and the thing that fascinates me is you stood up to it every single day. What is it, unless you want to cut in, and what is it about your character that allowed you to come back? Because it's not just what you did with herbs that we're going to talk about later, but there was something really special about you. I saw that in you 13 years ago when I met you.
Well, I didn't feel like I was ready to die yet. I have a lot of things to do. I figured God appointed me to do a whole lot of things, and I just didn't have the attitude that I was going to die. And really, 11 doctors told me that you have 3 to 5 years at best. And unless you get a liver transplant, and you probably won't, or if you, a lot of people, 40%, I think, die waiting for them. So I really didn't, you know, even though I felt terrible, and I basically, I...
What were some of the symptoms like when you say felt terrible?
I
know I saw you build homes sick.
Yeah, well, I built this one.
I saw him put up megaliths. He's such a skilled man with his hands. He's got so many talents in the field of building, construction, kind of things you don't put up anymore today because nobody takes the time and care. Nobody's meticulous enough. And then he gets hit with a death sentence. And you didn't listen to the doctors. You thought for yourself. And I know you, and that's what you do. You always think outside the box. And that's what a lot of people don't do, Lloyd. They don't think outside the box. You did. So your first step then in your healing was to say, no, I'm not going to die. Then you did something very special with this other doctor.
Dr. John Finnegan.
Yeah, tell me about him.
There were a few people that kept wanting me to go see him, and it took a while, and finally I did go see him. And Dr. Finnegan was a very brilliant man. He wasn't your average naturopath. And we started out doing a couple different things, and it escalated into a whole lot of things over a period of 18 months. And at the end of that 18 months, I got a non-detected from Dr. Paul Martin at UCLA Medical
Did
Center.
Did you say 18 months later?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Now, I want you guys to understand this. When you get hepatitis C, okay, off blood work, off biopsy, they tell you, especially after you fail the standard medical treatment, which is interferon. If it doesn't work, they tell you, we have nothing left for you. This guy jumps outside the box, says he's not going down, starts researching himself, goes and hunts a naturopath who also thought outside the box, a natural healer, an older gentleman who, God bless him, isn't with us anymore, but who gave his life. And Lloyd and Finnegan made a relationship. And 18 months later, Lloyd has undetectable viral loads. That's not undetectable antibodies, undetectable viral loads. He smashed the virus. Now, I've had the pleasure of doing this with a small percentage of people, but Lloyd's were way up into the millions. And I want to ask you, could you sum up what was Finnegan's ultimate message? What was Finnegan philosophically, this doctor in the mountains up here in Malibu that you find facing death's door, what was his message to you? I mean, you could tell us a little bit about what he had you do, but what kind of guidance did he give you? Was there a spiritual aspect, a philosophic aspect to Finnegan?
The first thing he did on the first official visit was he wrote 14 books, and he brought one of them. It was about addiction and how to heal it with nutrition. And he laid it down in front of me, and he said, read this book and do it. And then he told me about, he asked me if I drank, and I said, I do drink a little bit of wine. And he said, picture a bucket with a hole in the bottom. That's your health. You have to stop drinking. And
this guy was no baloney.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't even think that existed in his life.
Exactly. He's what you call one of the old school purists, this Dr. Finnegan. These people devoted their entire lives, and Finnegan lived up in the mountains.
He was down there at Point Doom.
Okay, so he was out here living in the rural community in the mountains out at Malibu, and Lloyd strikes a relationship, and the magic starts to happen. To which then, Lloyd, and this is really what fascinates me, Lloyd takes it a step further. He heals himself and then takes his high IQ, his creative sense, his sense of humor, and he writes a book. And I remember him coming to me years ago, talking to me about this book he was writing. This is barely after he's healed. Triumph Over Hepatitis C, the book. Triumph Over Hepatitis C. He writes this book. It's an immediate bestseller. It's hilarious. It's down to earth. It's straight from the heart. And it taught me something so important. And it really did, Lloyd, that the public wants to hear real people talk about real disease and real miracles. That you can talk to people about your credentials and your brilliant insight into their health and this, that, and the other thing. You know what? Honestly, a lot of people don't care. They think they're supposed to care, but they really don't. What they respond to is people that have done it, and you've done it. And my public, my audience, I've told you, when I bring people on this show, it's because they've really done it in their own life. These are no baloney stories of real people just like you who stopped feeling sorry for themselves and got up and went out and fought to say, I'm cured. And that's what I want you to do, my listeners. I want you to have that same attitude. You're not alone. And other people do it. And Lloyd's story is legion. So he goes to write this book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. It's an immediate bestseller. What was your idea behind this book? I mean, what's the feeling? You cure, so you write a book. You weren't thinking about the great audience you were going to get. He goes all over the world, guys, to lecture on Hep C. He's got an unbelievable portfolio. His website, by the way, is hepcfree.com. Am I correct?
Well, the new one is Alternative Medicine Solution.
alternativemedicinesolution.com. And he's made – you tell him about the gift that you're giving me today and my listeners with the book.
The book, I was taking notes, just writing things down when I was going to the doctor and used interferon and all the things that went on. I saw people that were actually practicing medicine but didn't really have anything to tell me. They didn't have answers for me. They had a drug they prescribed, and that was it, and that's as far as they could go. And then they laughed at the idea of herbs or teas. They laughed about eating food that heals. And I mean, even the doctor at UCLA told me, he said, you've got to stop flushing $2,000 a month down the toilet. Go see a psychiatrist and he'll give you a little pill and you'll feel a lot better and you'll forget about all this nutrition. And I was so appalled at that I had to tell people that there's a way to deal with this, and this is how I did it. Try it and see if it works. And thousands of people have tried it, and people call me and tell me every day that they get out of bed, get off the couch, forget about disability, and go back to work. They're happy again. They're not sad and depressed.
And this is my point. And, you know, you see a similar story with Dr. Marshall, who on public record got very ill years ago, cured himself, started this company, and people listen to that. And I love that. And, you know, Lloyd, you write the book. It came from your heart, and people responded. You turned down ridiculous interventions by a lot of the allopaths. You write the book, and on top of it all, it's funny. And I always wanted to say this, your humor in the book, and you should get this book. Now, you're going to give people a free copy of this book. What are you going to do if they call 310-457-0107? 310-457-0107. That's the line, and Lloyd will deliver you. You give the name and address, and you get a free copy of the book. It's an educational book on all the things the liver does and what to do about your liver, and you're going to get lots of great advice. Am I correct?
Yeah, I will send the book for free, no charge. I'll pay for the postage. And I, if you don't know somebody with Hep C, you don't give it to them, but there's a lot more in here. The items covered in this book are very good for all kinds of problems, even just if you want to feel better, live longer, and be happier.
Okay, let's talk about some of the things in the book. All right, so we got your motivation for this book. Well, the book helped a lot. Talk to me about some of the solutions to Hep C. I'm going to talk to you about some of the herbs, so people get your view on some of these herbs, like reishi. Okay, what it does in relationship to Hep C, in relationship to the liver. And go ahead.
Well, a lot of people try a lot of different mushrooms, and over the years I've discovered that reishi is the one that works best for hepatitis C. Other ones work good on cancers and other things, but reishi is the one mushroom that stands out for this virus. It increases your own natural production of interferon. It also has been shown by Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in a big study that shows it can actually destroy primary liver cancer tumors. You know, I wouldn't use it as a standalone treatment, but they do show that it does stop this type of liver cell cancer. And that's very important for anyone with hepatitis C, because that disease, primary liver cancer, which is different from other cancers, a lot of cancers will spread to the liver, but it is of the cell of the organ it came from. Primary liver cancer is caused usually in cirrhosis, and reishi is one of the items that can help prevent this, and people should use it.
Okay, so we're saying that this mushroom, amongst Coriolis, Mitake, Shiitake, okay, the Cordyceps, above all these mushrooms, this is probably the best immune booster for a scarred liver. And guys, that's the way you think of hepatitis C, as a virus that turns your liver into one big scar. And that's what we call cirrhosis. So we have a virus hitting the liver, turning it fibrotic, meaning a big scar. And the term for a fibrotic liver, one that's just invaded by fibrosis, is cirrhosis. You can get that from drinking too much, right? Alcoholic cirrhosis or alcoholic fibrosis. But this is what this virus will do. So tell me now, with this mushroom, and mind you guys, you know, we've got Reishi Complex, all right? Dr. Marshall makes a great line of Reishi. And there's different types of Reishi. There's red Reishi, there's white Reishi, there's yellow Reishi. I think, isn't it the red Reishi that's the best one?
This is the red Reishi, and that's the one that I used. And it does a whole lot more things. It does almost everybody with hepatitis C seems to have high blood pressure. And then a lot of people do, and Reishi does lower blood pressure. Thins the blood, and there's a whole lot of things it does.
Yeah, it's got a sedating effect and a tranquilizing effect that'll lower the blood pressure. Also, let me ask you this: the Reishi is grown up in the high mountains, okay, of the Himalayas, and that's where Dr. Marshall gets his, okay, and we think that the fertility of the soil has a great deal to do with the herbs. And there are other people that try to grow their Reishi, all right, in greenhouses, et cetera, et cetera. And one thing that we've always said at Nutrient Research is that you've got to pick it wild. You've probably found this to be the case.
Oh, yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. I understand that in China, Reishi grows on fallen logs, and I don't know. I wouldn't buy any that was farmed. Kind of like I don't like farmed salmon. I don't want farmed Reishi. The natural nutrients are extremely important for any herb.
Okay, so we got wild Reishi, and that's what we've got down at Healthline, wild Reishi. Now, let me ask you this. Cat's claw. We take ours up from South America. It's wild cat's claw. You put cat's claw in your book as another really, really important herb. In what sense? Like, what does it do for the liver that's a little bit different than Reishi?
Well, it has a lot of properties that are not really found in a lot of other herbs.
Different chemically, definitely.
And in South America and a lot of countries, it's actually used for cancer. And I hear people every day, they call me and tell me how much better they feel from using cat's claw, not just for hepatitis C, but other problems or just overall general health.
How about gallbladder flushes? Did Finnegan or did you get into a lot of gallbladder flushes, coffee enemas? Did you find that to be particularly useful?
I know a lot of doctors do prescribe the liver flush. I also recommend the liver flush, the gallbladder flush, and Dr. Marshall has a really good item, Banano Detox for the gallbladder. It has an herb in it called the gold coin grass.
Yes, coin grass. It wakes up the sludge in the gallbladder and the bile ducts.
And it's very beneficial because people with Hep C often have their gallbladder removed because it becomes such a problem.
Okay, so to cure this, all right, you didn't or you did. And if you didn't, that's good for us to know. You didn't need to do a lot of these liver gallbladder flushes. You did it without making that a major driver. Was Finnegan into the liver gallbladder flushes?
Not that I remember. I think we did a flush, but that was probably it. And as far as the enemas go, I've been to some doctors, and I have a lot of clients who really feel that the coffee enema does wonders for them, and others just don't do it.
But it wasn't that necessary for you to cure what you had.
No, but I understand the
point behind it.
Right.
Exactly. See, this is the thing. There's different ways to do everything. But if you put all the people together that actually get cured, and this is my never-ending point, they always start out doing what you did, saying, I'm not going to go down. And this is what fascinates me as a doctor about healing and the diversity of healing out there. The one thing people have in common is they think outside of the box. They stand up for themselves. And I guess you could say God provides the answers. He provided Finnegan. See, he gave you the inspiration for the book. And so it's a spiritual journey just as much as it is anything.
You know, there's a whole story behind how I found Dr. Finnegan. And people I didn't even know came to me that I never met. I had no idea they existed and tried to get me to go see this man. And it's a big, long story, but it's fascinating as far as God leading me to Dr. Finnegan.
Well, now, how many years later, 12, 14 years later, how many years has it been?
Well, I went to Finnegan in 1995.
Okay, so we're going on 16, 17 years later. You're doing the same thing. You counsel people. You give a tremendous amount of education every single day. That number is 310-457-0107. And if you call it, Lloyd has a staff there, and he will send you the book for free so you can get the story, and you use it. You take a book like this. This is the reason I'm on the air doing this with this guy, because he was an inspiration to me. And you have a bookcase in your house, and you put the names and books of people like Dr. Marshall, like Lloyd Wright, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Donald Kelly, that cured themselves. And I want my listeners to start to do this, because that's where your inspiration needs to come from. You have to make it real. You can't live. You can't afford to live in that nightmare of nobody loves you, nobody cares. I answer your questions, guys, every week. After the show, Lloyd's going to be on the lines with me. That's 888-777-0711, 888-777-0711 at 11 o'clock, and he's going to be there answering questions specifically about your hep C, your fibrotic liver, and he's going to give educational counsel. And he had it. Now he educates. Here's my point. Have a bookshelf in your home with all sorts of people like my friend here who have done it, because that's your inspiration. That makes your prayer even more tangible, and that's what you've got to do to heal. You've got to surround yourself with creative people, positive people, people who believe it can be done. Lloyd's influenced my life as a doctor because I saw him do something nobody else did, and I love that kind of stuff. So bravo, my friend, truly.
Thank you.
Truly. All right, let's get into a few other things, all right? You grow aloe up here in the mountains on these different bushes. You're an aloe guy. Talk to me as much as you'd like about aloe. There's another one.
Aloe is a marvelous weed or plant, and it is, without question, a miracle plant. And Dr. Finnegan used to call it a miracle plant. In fact, he bought thousands of acres and grew his own organic aloe. And people call me with stories about drinking aloe. When I was sick, I drank aloe by the case, and since it was close, and it was expensive, but it makes such a difference for a normal, everyday, healthy person. They're not getting the things in them that aloe provides. Aloe can help soothe arthritis pain and reverse damage. It helps your body absorb things a whole lot better, nutrients, and over time, drinking aloe every day can make a huge difference in the way you feel, your brain function, how your body works, and people should use aloe. They should drink it.
So of everything in your book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, and again, you've written three more books after that, correct?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. His website is Alternative Solutions.
Alternative Medicine Solutions.
AlternativeMedicineSolutions.com.
Yeah, there's no S. It's singular.
AlternativeMedicineSolutions.com. That's one way you can learn more about his educational forum on the liver. The other thing is you can get the book, all right, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. They'll send it for free to you as a gift. All right, it's a gift from him to me, from me to you, from him to you. That's 310-457-0107. Of all the things you did, is aloe at the top of your list? Is that the thing that made you feel good?
Aloe is the longest chapter in this book by a long, long ways, okay. And there's a reason for that, and I want everybody to read that chapter.
Fantastic. And, guys, of course, you're very, very familiar with Dr. Marshall's aloe. We've got aloe, that's aloe arborescens. Then we have the aloe barbanitis, I believe the name is, the Latin name. All right, those are two different types of aloe. Both of them have very, very similar components. I think really the honey is what you've got to be aware of in the aloe arborescens, and you may not, for glycemic reasons, et cetera, if you're prone to a little diabetes, you might want to take the other aloe that we have. But again, I saw all the dialogues that went into manufacturing and sourcing the aloe that we have. And again, it's I guess number one on your list. It's not number one on mine, but I didn't have Hep C, so I'm gonna go with you. Let me ask you, what about milk thistle? How did you take that? That's in our liver complex, milk thistle.
Milk thistle is very important for everybody. Milk thistle, aside from being a very good antioxidant, strengthens liver cell walls. A lot of times, there are people who go out and gather mushrooms, and occasionally they might eat one of the bad ones that can kill you, and they actually use a psilocybin, which is a extract from mushroom, they give people in the hospital so that the toxins go through the liver without killing them. So milk thistle strengthens liver cell walls so toxins can pass through the liver without causing as much damage. And if you drink alcohol, you should take milk thistle. If you're happy and healthy, you should have milk thistle. It's not in your diet. You can buy milk thistle powder, and you can put it in turkey stuffing. You can put it in all kinds of foods, even in cake and in brownies. There's all kinds of places to use it as a food. And, of course, you can take the capsules. But, yeah, milk thistle is for everybody.
So what we've done with our milk thistle, right, that's in what, guys? Liver Nano Detox, okay? Liver ND, as we call it. We've taken milk thistle, and what we've done is we've fermented it, which means we have probiotic bacteria digest the herb. And then once the herb is digested, it's easier for you to absorb. Then we tincture it to alcohol. And we uptake it. Now, that's what the Chinese would do. They would take their herb and ferment it. So Dr. Marshall sources the milk thistle, sources the turmeric, grade 10, and then we ferment it by probiotic bacteria, which we grow, and which eat the herb. And then once the herb is eaten, it's more digestible. So we tincture it to alcohol then, and it uptakes beautifully. And it does exactly what Lloyd says. It prevents the cell wall from degrading. Now, what does that mean? It means that when a virus gets into the system and attacks the liver, it's going to go after the hepatocyte. It's going to knock on the cell wall, and the milk thistle with the silymarin in it is going to respond to the virus and not let it in. It's going to fight it, or it's going to repair its damaged walls a little bit more quickly. But still, of everything, it was the aloe that you probably had a more rapid effect on than the milk thistle. Some of these things, right, you take them and you just don't feel it. You know they're good for you, but it's not that you take it and you feel it right away.
Yeah, milk thistle, most people don't really feel, and if you're doing lab work every few months, you might not really see any difference just from that. But the difference is going on, and it is a big difference.
Now tell me, when you do a lot of, I've seen this happen, so tell me what your experience has been. When people take a lot of herbs to help their liver, okay, so you're talking about reishi, you're talking about milk thistle. If you want to comment later on turmeric also. But when they take that and they get their blood taken, because I know a lot of people, like what they like to do is they come from their MD, they find somebody that's got a natural solution, and then they take their blood work. They go back to the doctor every 3 or 4 months and they measure their blood again. Is there anything as they heal, especially Hep C, all right, that can get worse temporarily? Do the liver enzymes go up sometimes? Or?
Oh, yeah, it can go either way. I've seen people get better right away and see it on lab work, but I've seen it also the other way, and so that things can get worse. Some people don't feel good. A lot of people are not used to taking supplements or never have, yeah. And it's hepatitis C over a period of years causes a lot of damage that you're not really aware of. And it takes a long time to reverse this damage. I mean, growing a new liver doesn't happen overnight. And
but you can grow a new liver.
Yes, you can.
I want you guys to catch that. You can grow a new liver.
Yeah, there's some stories about it. In biblical times, there was some guy who a buzzard came and ate on his liver, and it would regrow. I forgot all the particulars of this story, but
I believe all this stuff.
And I've seen it in lab work where people's liver begins to regrow, but it's not going to happen overnight.
It takes about 7 years or something. Isn't there a number that people claim it takes 7 years? I've heard this a number of times. It takes 7 years to regrow a liver. And another thing I want to point out is Lloyd has a tremendous amount of education and personal experience. Now, it's with Hep C, but really, Hep C is just a process that scars the liver. So really, what I think I could say you really have mastered is the process where you can reverse scarring and damage to the liver, and that's many different problems. Alcoholic cirrhosis, all right? Any of the things that happen when your liver doesn't work, any of the bad things you're going to feel, all right, from the ascites to the joint pain to the headaches to the irritability. I mean, there are so many things, the fatigue, the swelling of the liver, the bloating, the digestive issues, any of these things. When you master the reversal and you help people regrow a liver, well, it's not just about Hep C, is it?
No.
I don't think you think of yourself just with Hep C anymore.
Oh, no. Everybody should be doing these things. These are all foods that we're talking about that simply aren't in the American diet. You go to some other countries, and a lot of these things are common everyday food, because that's just what I've discovered in my world of hepatitis C.
Give me a couple of travel stories, just one or two.
I met a doctor in Taiwan that had 12 patients with hepatitis C, and he was treating them with the thymus gland of wild animals.
I love it. Yeah.
And he was doing a lot better than the people here are on interferon.
I love it. I just love it. Another thing you said is that, and guys, catch this. Don't let this slip by. Lloyd said, and this is true, your body makes its own interferon. You said that, right?
Yeah, I did, and it does. And you need, like, reishi is one of the items that causes your body to make more interferon faster. And interferon naturally is, you know, it fights virus, it kills virus, it kills bacteria.
And this is, you know, this is always my point, Lloyd. In the human body, I mean, this is why I'm trying to do this PhD. In the human body are all these mechanisms that God's put there where we're producing all the same things that chemists study, isolate out, patent it, and feed it back to you as a drug. But they take something out of it that creates side effects. If we just studied the body, we'd discover these things like you did, that we make our own interferon. Why are we taking interferon as a drug? When we make our own, why aren't we supporting those systems? And that brings us to the B vitamins, which you would definitely agree is a big part of the liver's what? The liver's food, like Lloyd is saying, food for the liver. The B vitamins, like B nanoplex, B stress, fermented B vitamins grown by probiotic bacteria, where the uptake is almost like an IV infusion. You get it? So, I mean, Lloyd, tell me. Give me one more story. I love these things about foreign places. So you got a guy in Taiwan. He's got 12 patients. And in my audience, this is what people do. You get Hep C, you're told you're going to die, you write a book, you get all this information, you counsel other people, 310-457-0107, alternativehealthsolution.com, correct?
Alternativemedicinesolution.com.
I'll get it. Alternative. This is what happens when you know somebody 15 years. Alternativemedicinesolution.com. AlternativeMedicineSolution.com for education about how to heal your liver. Number one, 310-457-0107. Call that. They'll send you the book if you're interested. And put that book on your shelf with the other books that inspire you, just as I have. Now, one more story about foreign travel.
Well, this is an important one, and a lot of people don't know this, so it's probably different than what you would like to hear, but when people fly on a plane, they lower the cabin pressure. and they lower it quite a bit. And when people with hepatitis C are on a plane for many, many hours, their viral load goes up dramatically. So that is the one thing I like to make sure everybody with Hep C knows, is because a lot of people will go get their viral load test and it's gone up millions of points and they have a huge panic. They're scared and they call me up crying and don't know what happened. Well, just be ready for it. That's what happens in an airplane.
All these little things, guys, are what it's about. And I back that up 1,000%. You find some doctor somewhere, you do what the doctor says, and then you go to have your blood measured to see whether or not the viral load has gone down. And because you were frying yourself in microwave current on the jet for 4 to 6 hours, your viral load goes up a couple of million points, and you figure that everything's going down the tubes. This is why you have to have faith. I mean, Lloyd, you had your ups and downs, okay, over the number of years it took you to recover fully.
Yeah. I'd like to say I have a client that brought this about the airplane, brought it to my attention. I, in the beginning, thought it was because you were breathing the same air and getting a lot of bacteria and virus through the air when you're on the airplane, which to some extent is true. But this client of mine was flying. He's a pilot, and he has islands that he develops, and he flies all the time. And he did himself a viral load test before he got on the plane, and one at the other end.
Oh, this is priceless.
And he was trying to figure out why this viral load went up millions of points in this 9-hour flight. And he concluded it was because of the cabin pressure, because he did it a couple times where he kept the cabin pressure the same as it was at sea level, and it didn't go up. So
go figure.
You're not going to read that in a medical journal. You're not going to find it anyplace. But I know it because I have thousands of clients, and they all tell me these things. This man, he got well doing my program, and he lives in Florida. And he came all the way out here to knock on my door and thank me in person. And I was so overwhelmed. It was so wonderful.
Doesn't that make everything worth it? Even if you get one of those, okay, every now and then, it's never as much as you wanted, but it really keeps you going. I agree with you totally.
But he did unlock this knowledge about why the viral load goes up when you get on an airplane for a long time.
All right, could you give us a few more then? Are there any of these little sort of like tricks along the way, or maybe they'll just come out in our conversation today?
One of the most important things to me is that, you know, the first thing they do when you get diagnosed is make you and lead you to believe it's mandatory that you take the hepatitis A and B vaccine. Now, those may be fine for children, and doctors, I've heard all the stories, they joke, well, what are you afraid of? My 6-year-old son just had it. If you have hepatitis C and you take the hepatitis B vaccine, you're not going to be the same.
Wow.
And I really just ask people not to take those vaccines. And hepatitis A is a problem. If you go to a country where hepatitis A is epidemic, and you have C, it can be fatal. I tell people to change your travel plans. That's how meaningful it is. If you live in the United States and you have hepatitis C, statistically, you're more likely to get hit by a bolt of lightning than to contract hepatitis A.
Unbelievable. All right, so we've got the thing about if you've got Hep C, don't take the Hep A or Hep B vaccine.
And don't take the flu shot.
And try not to fly. We could just do the show like this. And don't do that. And don't do
well,
this.
Well, it's a lot of
and
important.
Don't do that.
You know, as long as we're on the don't do's, one of the things doctors often prescribe to people with Hep C is Nexium. Let me say unto you, my friends, that Nexium will raise your viral load millions of points overnight. Also, Prilosec and almost all acid pump inhibitors. Another
Beautiful.
Really cool thing is Beautiful. Amoxicillin. Doctors, MDs, hand out amoxicillin like candy. You take 2 amoxicillin capsules or tablets, and tomorrow your viral load is going to be up 10 million points.
Did you get any of these things in the book? See, this is why coming on radio is so good.
I didn't know these things when I wrote my first and second book.
Amazing. Amazing.
But I know them now because I've observed over 200,000 people, so I know these things. Your doctor's not going to believe it. Dentists hand out amoxicillin like candy. Don't take it. There's other things you can do. There's, you know, and I don't know all this stuff, but I know there are also, there are antibiotics that don't cause this problem.
See, I learned something. This is what I love, guys. You talk to people that have done it, and you learn. You learn as a doctor. You learn as a patient. Such a blessing. So my background with the Nexium. Nexium stops the production of hydrochloric acid. And you guys, I hope on the radio, know that hydrochloric acid is a disinfectant. The chloride ion circulates and disinfects the body. As Bernard Jensen pointed out, chlorine is the great cleanser. It's a disinfectant. That's why you have to have your natural sea salt, because it provides the chlorine, and chlorine's a disinfectant. When your HCl that you make from eating salt, as you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about so many times on the radio, salt, 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 especially for children, right? Salt for the bowel movement, salt to make your HCl. That HCl circulates, the chloride ion disinfects, and that's what Lloyd's saying. In his experience, people that are on acid blockers, meaning HCl blockers, aren't making HCl, and guess what? The viral load goes up. So don't fly because of the cabin pressure, which is amazing to me. I would have thought that it's the radiation, but you see, he's got an actual guy that actually didn't vary cabin pressure, kept it steady, and then noted that the viral load didn't go up. So we don't even really understand it then, but we know if you're flying, your viral load will go up. If you're on an acid blocker like Nexium, Pepcid, your viral load can go up. If you have an emotional collapse to the virus, your viral load will go up.
Most likely.
If you're not doing good natural food and natural nutrition, your viral load will go up. But guess what? If you've got a fibrotic liver, you see, your liver is going to suffer in the same way. I guarantee you, as a doctor, this is the way it's going to go. All right?
Go ahead, Lloyd. Let me say about this viral load going up. You know, if you got to get on a plane and go somewhere, and you know, you can go. It's okay. The viral load is not related to ALT, AST, or symptoms. I mean, I run across people with a viral load of 150 million that have no symptoms. They didn't even know they had Hep C. They're fine and healthy. And I've run across people with a viral load of 20,000 that dropped dead.
So in other words, focusing on the viral load then, as lots of people do, is kind of...
It's a bad, bad thing.
Thank you.
Because people panic. They go nuts. They lose it. Doctors say, oh, my God, it's off the charts. And, you know, it's a big, big number. It's in the millions, but it doesn't mean anything.
Thank you for saying that, helping me. Come on the show again and help me say this to people, because this is what happens. People come in with their blood work, and they point to it like it's the law. It's the 11th commandment, all right? And you know from your experience, and I know from my experience, don't worry about the numbers. Heal your body. Don't worry about the tests. Heal your body. If you take the tests, fine. Not going to knock it or criticize it. In fact, I'll support it. But just relax behind them. Don't fall into that trap, as Lloyd is pointing out, of saying, oh, my God, my viral load has gone up. This isn't working. I'm going to throw out the baby with the bathwater and just sit down and die. Don't do that. That's a mistake, and it's not reality. Lloyd's telling you, I'm telling you, anyone that's healed anything will tell you, don't focus on the numbers. Focus on the healing. 310-457-0107. If you want to, after the show, contact or call that number for the book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. Lloyd's giving us a gift. He'll mail you that book, and he will not charge for that. And that's free mailing also. 888-777-0711. 888-777-0711. We're going to be here for an hour, hour and a half, answering your calls. Guys, please limit the calls to liver, if you can. All right? I'd really like to take advantage of my guest's presence here today. He's such an expert at this topic. So if you can, please keep it in the arena of the word liver. Hep C, Hep B, Hep A, cirrhosis, fibrosis, just a swollen liver, so on and so forth. I'm sure we can give you good education and lots of backup in literature and the kinds of things you guys really, really, really need. Also, straighttalk.cc. That's my website. You'll be able to listen to this show at another time because we've got it taped and it'll be on our radio archives. That's straighttalk.cc. And we're just going to continue. Light, I feel really good about what we're doing here right now. I just love it. I'm learning too. You have something you want to say? If not, I got loads of questions.
One of the things that a lot of people, and I mean most people, don't know much about hepatitis C. They know a lot about AIDS and HIV because they hear about it on TV and the radio all the time. Hepatitis C is not a sexually transmitted disease. I have a lot of studies that show it. I mean, they have done studies on monogamous people. And first of all, I'd like to say that after over 200,000 clients, most of whom are married and have 2.6 children, it's not common for the spouse to have hepatitis C. And if it was an STD, they would both have it.
So there's one myth that we just buried.
Perfect. And it's very important for people that have it because you can get trashed. A lot of people just are not educated. They don't know. The government hasn't educated us. If you remember back when the AIDS epidemic first came around.
I certainly do, 1981, 82.
And they, you know, it was a big issue that being transmitted sexually. Well, hepatitis C is not. Whenever I speak somewhere, people like to hear that. They want to know that.
How did you get it?
I was crushed by a bulldozer in 1979, and I was picked up by a helicopter and dropped in Los Robles Hospital in Thousand Oaks, where they gave me 4 blood transfusions and 9 surgeries. And I got to say, they saved my life and they put my leg back together. And I'm very happy about that. But they also gave me hepatitis C, which is very common.
Yeah.
You don't hear about it much, but it is common.
A lot of people get it from blood transfusion. Exactly. So you started out back then with a life-threatening accident. And then off that, and being thankful that they put you back together correctly and healthy, you look darn healthy to me, always have. Then you find you get Hep C through a blood transfusion. And so, wow, what a story. You're a fighter. You are a fighter. That's what I respect about you so much. And you got a great sense of humor, and you think outside the box. And I've always seen you do that. And that's what I want you guys listening now to understand. You have to think for yourself. You have to assume responsibility for yourself. You can't be calling your doctor as a poor me. You have to call your doctor, okay, or call anybody or talk to anybody as, what can I do to make my life better? Okay, and it's not just data. It's not just accumulated data. I have the gift of having a colleague on the show like this. He's not just giving us data. He's giving us his experience. And you have to back your data with your experience. Otherwise, ultimately, it's meaningless. You see? Let me ask you this. And you just cut in. If you have something to say, just keep going. I mean, you don't have to do these questions. Okay? But the other things outside nutrition, outside the emotional realm, any sense? I mean, you have very nice places up in the mountains of Santa Monica, living in nature. You're in other states now. You've got some property in other states. What's on your mind about, you know, health and where you live? Things you're doing outside, okay, the pure nutritional realm, okay, for health, that's you're starting to become passionate about. I know you like other states because of the climate there, and you notice that has a huge effect on you, so on and so forth. Anything like that?
Well, after being crushed by a bulldozer back in 79, today I experienced back pain. And, of course, after interferon use in 1995, I just instantly developed a huge amount of horrible joint pain. And I was in Arizona a few years ago where the relative humidity was about 7%, as opposed to here this morning, it was 93%. When I go there, my back doesn't hurt and my joints don't hurt. So I try to go there once a month or so and stay for a few days because I can actually stand up straight and it doesn't hurt. And it's amazing. It's just amazing. I didn't know
And I know you've tried a lot of stuff for joint pain, and you just find that the climate change is probably the most powerful thing you've done.
Yeah, and I discussed that with a friend of mine, Dr. Roy, and he told me that there's more in Arizona than just the climate. There's some magnetic fields going on there and other stuff that, you know, I know there's a lot of people that know a lot about it. I don't. I just know that when you go there, it is different. And maybe that's why a lot of retired people go to Arizona, because they like to play golf, I guess, and they stand up straight and feel better.
Well, I'm going to have to say bravo on that, because I truly believe, Lloyd, and always have, that some of the places that you live up in the Santa Monica Mountains, okay, are vortexes. And I think that Arizona's got a lot of them. In other words, places that concentrate what we call the Schumann waves. You guys can check my archive out for the show that we did on electromagnetic rays. And you guys have heard Dr. Marshall talk about this many, many times, all right, about Schumann waves and Hartmann waves coming up out of the earth that are compatible with your own body's endocrine system, compatible with your own body's hypothalamus gland, that direct healings at a more precise and accelerated rate depending on where you are on the earth. So we say the Bermuda Triangle, the legendary Bermuda Triangle, has the bad energy, and places like Arizona, parts of the mountains in Malibu, these positive, healthy vortexes are all over the world if you can sense them. And I think, Lloyd, intentionally and non-intentionally, I think you've had a lot of relationship with these places. I mean, I know the Santa Monica Mountains very well, and I can tell you that some of the places that you inhabit up there are filled with these types of good energies. And I think in your travels, you're getting a sense of that. And yeah, Arizona is one place that people go consistently and they say, I don't know what it is, but I just feel better. But you know, the other thing about the climate in Arizona is it's hot and dry. In Chinese medicine, the kind of arthritis that would develop off a bone-crushing accident like that is called damp heat arthritis. And damp heat in Chinese medicine is countered by dry. And this is one of the reasons so many people feel good there. There are other types of arthritis where you'll feel worse in Arizona. But the point is that when your intention is pure, and when you think outside the box, you start this process where you keep listening to your body. And that starts to amass all these tools. And Arizona for you has obviously been one. I know you feel great there. And you tried hot cold therapy. I mean, you got the infrared sauna. You got the hot pool. You got the inversion tables. I mean, you really went for a lot of it.
Well, I have all that stuff, and it does help some. And in fact, people with Hep C should get a hot tub and a sauna, because there's this thing called I guess you could call it heat therapy, where you raise your body temperature over to 106 and your internal temperature gets up to 102 and it starts to kill virus. You probably know about that.
Thermotherapy, you bet. And yeah. You'd say that you've seen that do things with liver fibrosis, with viruses like Hep C,
yeah,
et cetera.
I have clients that actually go to clinics where they do that,
yeah,
and it costs a fortune. But, you know, it does. I see people get their viral loads down to 10,000, maybe a little lower, just from the heat therapy. But it's a lot of work, and I understand it's very difficult to do. I mean, I do it at 106, and I'm not working on Hep C. I'm working on
Radiant Health.
Yeah, it's not so bad if you have your own hot tub that's at 106, and if you have to go somewhere and go through it.
Hot cold therapy, I back it completely. I tell people, especially you guys out there with your own homes over the age of 60 years old, if you're in a position where you can get yourself the hot tub and the cool pool, and you go back and forth under your doctor's supervision, because if you've got high blood pressure or other things, they might make you faint if you have low blood pressure. But once you get it cleared, that hot cold therapy, it just pumps your what? Your fluids, your lymph, your blood, your nerve tissue, your venous drainage. And what does that mean? It means that your liver can clean itself faster. And the liver also, it determines your flexibility. And you guys have heard me say that many times. So you get this fibrotic, cirrhotic liver, and it starts to do what? Draw energy away from your joints and your tendons. And this is exactly what Lloyd's talking about. So look at all the things. You got hot, cold therapies. You've got full arrays of herbs. You've got that attitude, which is by and large the most important thing. You've got the book. You've got the idea where you throw all these books on a shelf and you inspire yourself every single day. And then you call this station or you call this radio show or you get on straighttalk.cc and you tell me what you've done. And I want all of you to join together to create this type of momentum. All right? Because that's the future. This is the future. This isn't the past. These are ancient traditions. Much of this is attested to in the Bible. But the bottom line is it works if you can put it together. And you got to join hands with people that understand. And Lloyd Wright is one of them. That's Alternative Health Solution. I did it right. .com.
Alternative Medicine Solution.
Boy, oh boy.
.com.
This is embarrassing. Alternative Medicine Solution. .com. If you want the book, free book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, that's 310-457-0107. At the end of this show, 888-777-0711, 888-777-0711. We're going to stay here for a good 60 to 90 minutes and answer your calls, but keep them, guys, today to the liver itself, okay? Keep them to the liver. If you do that, we can use the best of my guest here. And bravo. Lloyd, in closing, all right, in closing, if somebody's got Hep C and you had to put it to like a couple of sentences, all right, what's the most important thought they can have and the first thing they ought to do?
Just say no to interferon and don't take the hepatitis A and B vaccine.
Okay.
Those three things will set you back.
There it is. So that's where we're going to start. That's where you're going to finish. I'm going to close it up. Lloyd, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you,
Doctor. All right, you're a privilege for us all. And you guys have a fantastic week. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Ciao.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.